Have a good day.
Sorry? She's in some place, yeah. He told me where it is. I've learned to do it before, so.
Yeah.
Do my best. Okay, so it's Gimel, right? Is that right? It's Gimel?
Yeah.
Yes. So, Mechitza, he made us Me'elao. The Haimush Leinas is Hashem Mechitza Kshira. Mechitza that stands from itself. Mechitza ilmedes me'elao, da'ayinu shalei na'asas l'shem mechitza k'shira. A mechitza that stands by itself, wasn't erected, l'shem a mechitza, if let's say you have trees in the middle of a forest or an embankment somewhere that was, it's just there from itself, no one actually erected it, l'shem mechitza, it's kosher. So Mishnah Berurah says in k'shira, v'afilu lo yisamchu aleha me'erev Shabbos, even if you didn't rely on this mechitza erev Shabbos, which means, let's say someone would wake up in the middle of Shabbos and he's in the middle of a forest and he says, oh, there's nice mechitzas around me. They weren't erect the mechitza, but also he didn't even have kavana at the beginning of Shabbos that he wants to rely on these things to be a mechitza. Afal pi kein, it's a good mechitza. By lechi, the reason maybe why the Mishmur says it, because by lechi there is such a halacha, that means if you're in a mavui and you have a lechi, then we pass on also lechi who medes me'elo is kosher. However, there is a locha, there has to be some chol of me'erev Shabbos. It has to be that you're relying on erev Shabbos. The case in Achrayim is over there. Let's say if you have one lechi in front of another lechi, and then the front the fell off in the middle of Shabbos, so you say, oh, I've got another one. No, but you weren't relying on that lechi erev Shabbos. But by mechitzas, by normal mechitzas, it's fine, even if you weren't zimch. So the Shulchan Aruch says further, mechitza shenasas b'Shabbos, if a mechitza was erected on Shabbos, kashira, it's kosher. V'hana mila shenasas b'Shabbos b'shigig, dafke if it was made b'shigig on Shabbos by mistake, because it's the docha issa to make a mechitza on Shabbos. But avu b'mezid, if someone did it b'mezid erected b'chad Shabbos, have a mechitza lahachme, is a good mechitza to be machme lechayev, as we mishrabim letoicho. To be mechayev someone, there is a deraisa of throwing from a Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid, who will say, of course, it's a good mechitza, because Menatera, because Lemais and the mechitza is there, it's going to be Rishus HaYachid. Avaloi, it's not going to be a good mechitza lahatel letaltel, but letoicho, to permit him to be metaltel letoicho inside it, that's midrabanon. But because you erected the mechitza b'mezid on Shabbos, you shouldn't have done. So there's a knas. Yeah, it's a knas. Mishnah Berurah says it's a knas that Chachom said you're not allowed to carry there. See, so the Shulchan Aruch says further. V'hana mila shloi haya sham mechitza tchila. There was never a mechitza to start off with. Aval haya sham, if there was already a mechitza there, the sira, and it was dismantled. Someone dismantled it. The chazra of the nasis, and then it was erected again. A filo b'mezid, even if it was done b'mezid, where we say maybe there should be a knas. No, but because the mechitza was already there, and it was dismantled, but back again we say chazra le'eterarishin. The mechitza comes back to its original heter, which was muta le'tal, even though he erected it b'mezid. Kegoin, what's the example? Beisei gimel, two or three people she'ikifu b'machzalois, tzviveisehem b'rishus harabim. They surrounded themselves with mats. That means they put the mats up vertical, and they surrounded themselves in Rishus HaRabim, and they wanted to make themselves a Rishus HaYochid. Ve'evdilu gam b'neim the machzalois, and they divided between themselves inside this hekaf of machzalois. Divided between themselves with mats. That the iruv yachad, and then they made the iruv together because everyone had his own Rishus, so they had to make an iruv together. So then mutarin letal to mizel lezeh. Of course, why not? That's good. It's because the main stuff is Rosh Hashanah. They divided between themselves. They answer to the mutar matal mizalizeh. But what happens if niglu amachzalois? The mat rolled up and they came down. Nesru, so they became also. But then chazru v'nisparasu. If the mat got erected again, through the mezid, even someone did the mezid, which wasn't allowed to be on Shabbos, we say chazru leter narishim because the mats were the mechitzas were already erected and they fell down. Yeah. So now we're up to Mishnah Berurah, the Yud Ches. No, sorry, Yud Zayin. B'Shabbos Kesheira, that means the Chisa was erected on Shabbos and Kesheira, but Filo Le Nasus Kam Ken L'Sham Mechitza, even though it wasn't made L'Shem Mechitza. Take it. B'sheigig, haynu, what does b'sheigig mean? That means if it was erected on Shabbos b'sheigig, then it's fine, you can be metalkal without a problem. Haynu, what does b'sheigig? Shelo yoda shayem Shabbos. That means even though there's an issa to make mechitza Shabbos, he didn't know he forgot that today was Shabbos. Oi, shahisa shigigis melocha. Shigigis melocha means he didn't know who was asked to make a mechitza on Shabbos.
This is normal shigigis,
right? Sorry?
This is normal shigigis, right?
Yeah, it's normal shigigis, yeah. Yeah, I suppose shigigis, yeah, I don't know. Ve'im tziva Reuven le'Shimon. He says, okay, so what happens if Reuven commanded Shimon, la'aseis mechitza, to make him a mechitza, k'dei le'talkel bo. In order to carry in it, oi or sheyada Reuven knew she Shimon oisa b'shvile that Shimon is going to make us. Shimon was a shlak, so he knew that Shimon was making. He knew, obviously, Shimon understood that Reuven wanted a mechitza and he made it for him. V'hoya nichele shetayasa. Reuven was happy that he was doing it. K'deish yuchladal, k'deish that you should carry in it. So what happened was, Shimon, that means the shliach Shimon, he was doing it b'mezit. Sorry. He was doing it b'shigig. He was trying to do b'shigig. He didn't know whether it was. He didn't know it was Shabbos or he didn't know it was Asa. Shimon was doing it b'shigig. However, Reuven, which was the one that told him to do it, he shouldn't have done that. He knew it was Shabbos. So what's halacha? Because the person that did it was a shigig. But however, the person who was done for, and he was happy that it was being done for him, it was amazing. So mashma miloshan Rambam, the shuv asa Reuven, which was in the meshaleach. Is to be talked about. After Shimon also b'shkoyg, even the Shimon himself did the b'shegig. Why? The lady day for Reuven nechshev k'mezid. It's considered amazed. Zal mishmoret avaloy lahati, not to be matted. That means he said if the Shchanoch said if it was erected b'mezid, then it's a mechitza midiraisa, but it's not a good mechitza midrabanon lahati letalkdech. Why? Mishum knas, because it's a knas. Va'osa. It's also for anyone else as well. That means if the person that erected it was a mezid, it's also for everyone to be metalta in this chitza on Shabbos.
That's true.
Yeah, Shabbos, yeah. And the Shatzian brings from the Prima Godim, he's a mustapik, but I think most Achrim hold that's a need to be Huda, that for the person himself erected, even for the person itself that erected it, the next Shabbos, even if nothing happened, the erector on Shabbos b'mezid. And what's that look of the next Shabbos? The next Shabbos muta, even for him, even for the person himself to be metalfan here. And the question is that in
usually
alamas,
always
awesome. Yeah, because normally that loch is an mevashel b'Shabbos, and then a mitzvah Shabbos for the person himself that did it. It's also elamis. So it seems to be that, like you said, Imam Shah at the beginning, you said mishum knas. That here it seems that it's not Issa because of Ne'enim Emayt Shabbos. Last Shabbos is Issa, it's Knatze, has different halachas. The Shaila is why not? So Rabbi Vigda actually told me that could be the Svar al Chalek is that that here you don't consider it. Ne'enim Emayt Shabbos means if you did a Melacha on Shabbos and you have a Hana from the Melacha. So if you cook food, whatever it is, you're having a Hana from the Melacha. Over here, you can't say someone that's being metaltal in the heck of a mechitza is having hana from the mechitza. The mechitza is giving it, saying a halacha. It's a halacha. It's a halacha that's muta betotal. That's halacha, and therefore I'm allowed to carry. You can't say that the person that there's a physical hana here from the actual mechitza. So it could be that's the chiluk. Why here the whole issa is only a new thing is out of class and has its own halachas. Says the Mishmur Vaita, Shaloi Heisasham, that means the Shkorach said, Varim Leshoi Shkitza Tchila, yeah, Vuhu Adin, Keshachisa, Venistro Kedem HaShabbos. The same halacha is, that means even if the Mechitza, that the Shkorach says, that even though he made the Mechitza, made the Shabbos, but if the Mechitza already existed and came down, it's mutter, that's only if it already existed, meaning, B'tchilas Shabbos it was there. But if B'tchila Shabbos it wasn't there, had come down already before the start of Shabbos, then it's as if it had never been there at all. So v'hu adin k'shayis avinistro k'yidim ha-Shabbos. So zon mishmur, right? V'hisira. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say a loshen of v'hisira means he took it down? Why? It's mashma that he took it down. What difference does it make how it came down? So he says, l'nochanam, doesn't make any difference. L'ribusa noka, it's just an extra chiddish. V'kol shkein k'shuhusra memeila. Kol shkein, if it came down itself, Kolshki and Avada that it's Chosru, that afterwards when it got erected again, then you were going to say it's Chosru there too in Rishon. Kagain Shnayim. So what's the case of the Shulchan Aruch? The case of the Shulchan Aruch was where
you put up mechitzas,
surrounded, made a hekaf of mechitzas. They made a hekaf of mechitzas, and they divided in between them. Then it came down. So it came down, would say the al-kaponim, the mechitzas of the circumference al-kaponim came down after the start of Shabbos. So then even if it was re-erected, b'mezid, we say it's chazer leter and rishon and it's fine. So the Mishnah Berurah has says that this halacha really you could make much more simple, because the point of the halacha over here is that even though you made mechitzas to make a mutter to be metaltal in the middle of Shabbos, but if at the beginning of Shabbos you had those mechitzas, then it's okay. So we could talk about even one person that made mechitzas and the Shusha Rabbim around him, and the mechitzas came down and they put it back up again. Why do you have to talk about two or three people? So that's what he's saying. We could talk about Pashas, but Ish Echad, one person, Shayle Mechitza Gemura, he had a proper good Mechitza, Shayle Yoda Hoya Mokim Shusayochid, and made the place of Shusayochid, the Yisirah B'Shabbos, took it out of B'Shabbos, the Chazar was, and made it again. So why do we talk about two or three people? Elo Bolash Mi Inon, we tell us the extra Chiddish, B'Shnaim V'Shleish Anoshim, two or three people, that Afilu Erev Shebeinayan, even the Erev Shebeinayim in this battle. Because Umutarim Netaltum, Yizeh Lezeh, Kishchazim Yifusam Akzaloi. They're allowed to be Netaltum from one to the other, after you re-erected the mechitzas. That means you would have thought that even though you can re-erect mechitzas if they were there at the beginning of Shabbos, if you re-erect them, amazing, it will be okay. But that, to be able to say that if you've got two or three people where you've got a problem of Eruv, and therefore in the time in between when mechitzas didn't exist, obviously the Eruv was purposeless. So to be able to say that the Eruv should get reinstated, and you think that's an extra chiddush. So that's what he's saying. When were they makiv chatzalot? Makiv, when did they do it? They did it in the week they did it, whatever, Friday, whatever. They take no isam and they set them up, but if and shalei need a baruach, and even that the wind won't blow them. Canal the sif alef, like it says in sif alef, that means you have to have mechitzas that the wind don't shake yet, right? But the days are shom shusayochid, and that's how we came shusayochid. The eruv yachad. So how did they make Erev together? The Avsha Machzeles Mafsk Benev, even though you've got a Machzeles between them, then be Mafsk between them, you've got these mats, and the Aloha is, if you've got two Chatzeres where you've got a solid wall between them without any gaps or openings, and you can't make an Erev between the two. Because there are obviously some openings in the machzeres where you can't be mishtamish one with the other. Dinoi, the din keilu yesh kosa that you've got a wall or pesach chalom b'neim, the door or window between them. Shoshus biyadam la'arav yachad. That is, you see later on the Shulchan Aruch that they can be ma'arav together. Niglu amachzelois. So what happened on Shabbos if the machzeres were rolled, they came down, they were rolled up. Shesviveisen. So the Mishmura says that which machzeres came down, the ones we say, the ones of the circumference. When ispatlu amechitzas, and the mechitzas became bottle. Then we say afilu b'mezid, even if it was re-erected b'mezid, then chazra deterioration. Fine, afilu b'mezid v'das reiv ha'peiskim. So the Mishmura says the das of most peiskim is, so let me bring back to him. The Shulchan Aruch is saying that you've got sets of mechitzas. If the mechitzas of the circumference came down, so when you're re-erecting them, really two things are happening. It's becoming Rishus HaYochid, because it became Rishus HaYochid when they came down. Yeah? It became Rishus HaRabim, in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. Now you're re-erecting them, you're making Rishus HaYochid. And also you have this problem of the Issud Yurin, where you've got two different people with two different Rishus, which one of them asses on the other, and you're being reinstating that as well. And he says both things are possible to do, even b'mezit, on Shabbos, as long as they were there, the mechitzas were there b'tchilas Shabbos. So he says that that's reva peskin to be chivik on that. Don't hold of that. The mechitza shenasad yodu b'shabbos rishus hayochid, the mechitza that is actually making it into rishus hayochid, lo yomrino d'chazin l'teir rishin. You don't say it's chazin l'teir rishin k'shenasad b'mezit. Then you don't say it's chazin l'teir rak. Only where did you say this whole halacha of chazir leteirin rishon? Rak in belav och hochi hoya ise amokim shesayochid. The mokim was anyway rishesayochid, and that means nothing ever happened to the mechitzas, which made the place of rishesayochid. They never came down at all. They were there. They were always there. But then what happened was you had this problem of the people asking on each other, and then you made the mechitza in the middle, shal yodan is chalkad yon, to split up the rishuyos, and they made the irv together, kolach b'fnei atzmo. Not together. Every person made the irv for himself, okay? Uchshenofla isa mechitza, when that mechitza fell down, Nesru l'talta, that became also l'talta. Why? Nisha ishim zazeh, because one rishus asks on the other rishus. Then, oh, zini seim chazav also, if it was re-erected, afilu b'meizit, even b'meizit, after b'siyase oval islech teira, even though when he did it, it was over the teira, because mokim, chazal l'teira rishin, it comes back to the first heter. Why? Kim ishe b'lavoch, gam rishus ayochid, the place any rishus ayochid, no one ever chepered with the rishus ayochid. Rishus ayochid, that was always and never got disturbed. What got disturbed is this chiluk of the rishus, the separation of the rishus. So on that we say that if it was, even if it was chaz of an as Shabbos, but maze it, chaz rulet here in the rishun. Vein barak chiluk, v'gam b'zeh, so he says, v'gam b'zeh, dafka, even in that case, dafka, k'shavak k'vachisa shama mechitza, where it was already the mechitza, elo shalofla. If it wasn't there, there wasn't a mechitza. So it's just one point that, and it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav is actually much more meikel, but basically lechaira. I'm not saying on lechal ma'isa everything, but lechaira this case. If you learn like the poskim, the whole heta is only the mechitza that's mechalik between the diurin, and that is the whole heta. Then this tonight that had to have already been a mechitza, Mishbura said earlier, had to have been bitchilas Shabbos. Right. So if you learn that these other places, which are much more machmen, they say that the whole halacha is only negeya for the mechitza between the rishias, then we can't say the tonight that has to have been bitchilas means it was bitchilas Shabbos. Why? Because if there was a mechitza bitchilas Shabbos, then even after the mechitzas fell down, even if they weren't re-erected at all, it should be mutter to be retaliated because there's a cloud of Shabbos kim and shuhutra hutra. So lecha'ira, I'm not saying aloch and bais, but lecha'ira should be that according to these pesukim, when the Mishbura says the gamba zeh dafka k'shvah heisa shama mechitza, now it doesn't mean dafka b'tchilas Shabbos. It means that one day, it was that as long as the mechitza did pre-exist. And the Magen Avraham does paskin mufurish like that. The Magen Avraham is much more meikel, but the Magen Avraham does mufurish say it, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav also does. But I would understand lechira come to those poskim. That's how it could be. Unless the Mishnah Berurah would hold, would also machme for the other shittas. That means even though he says most poskim hold like that, but would also be machme for the other shittas. That hold that there's no such a thing as any use in the mechitza having existed if it came down before Shabbos. But according to these poskim themselves, the chayyeh that's how the shittas should be even if it didn't exist chilas Shabbos in this form. Sorry, svina muter the tautel because svina is muter to be tautel in the svina. I feel like Yosem Beis Asayim, even if it's bigger than Beis Asayim, that means it's halacha of Yosem Beis Asayim shelo yuhukaf ledira. If it wasn't mukaf for dira in order to live there, then it's also to be metalta on that hekif mechitz. Even though it's proper Rosh Hashayachid midiraisa, when midrabbonon, Yosem Beis Asayim is shelo yuhukaf ledira is a problem. So a svina is considered hukaf ledira. I feel like Yosem Beis Asayim, because you could think that the mechitzes of the svina are just to protect the water from coming in, so therefore it's not considered a hukaf ledira, but no, we say it is. And there it says that if you've got a lot of people living in the Svinas and you've got the problem of the different Rishis, so how do you deal with that? So that's not what we're talking about now. If you turned over to the Svinna in order to live underneath the Svinna, have a Rishus Hayochid, it's a good Rishus Hayochid, even on top of the Svinna, once you've turned it over and you climb up to the roof of the Svinna, which used to be the floor of the Svinna, then you're allowed to be metalti even on top of it, because you say that mechitzas, you say good asik on the mechitzas of the svina, and it even has a din on top that to have a din mechitzas like on the bottom that it's a mechitza shokik lidir. Yeah, but bekofel lezevsa, if you turned it over in order to cement it or whatever to do something to the shape, so a metalti, but you can't be metalti in the svina. Only for Daladamas is more Mesam, because by turning it over Lezefsa, you'll be Mevatel its Hekev Ledira. Because you're turning it over and you're rearranging the Mechitzas of the Svinna for a different purpose in order to do repairs. So therefore, we'll have the Alocha of Yisgam Shaluk of Ledira. Zogt the Mishnah Berurah. V'ayin kamatzrin shnam rov sif beis v'hagol. That's where it is about the halachas of if there's different rishis in the svina. Afoleo, domrinu good asking mechitz, you say good ask God mechitz, v'afilu yesu mishan, even zmu mishan, gam kein muta letal b'sham, kim de lamata mukav ledira, because at the bottom the svina is mukav ledira, chashvino kilu lamala gam kein mukav ledira, al yedei the good ask, you makshiv that even lamala on top of the svina is a hukav ledira. Ela b'dala damas, the bezeh shekof lezeif, so with that you're okay for lezeif, so to do repairs, bitl mechitz, so you mevatl mechitz, Mitiras dira, you brought the chisa from being a mechitzah to the dira. But again, after that, even after that, without one of the damas, is given to yesa based sign because it's yesa based sign. The kolish came normal, and kolish came on top of it.
Yeah.